This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Last week, the city of Alamo Heights asked CPS Energy to delay installation of smart meters in its community for 1 year. The request came after a vocal group in Alamo Heights raised concerns about smart meters. Those concerns have been spread across the nation through the internet and by right-wing talk show host Glenn Beck.
The smart meters, I don't care what anybody says, it is a controlling device. It is not just for, it is, you know what it is? It's a search engine. It's Google's a search engine.
Republican Party of Texas officially opposes smart meters in its 2014 convention platform. So what do you think about smart meters? What questions do you have about them? Do you welcome smart meters as a way to conserve energy, or do you dread them? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And you can also email us at thesource@tpr.org or write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Edmund Ortiz, he's the Alamo Heights reporter for the San Antonio Express News, and Lisa Lewis, Vice President of Corporate Communications and Media Relations for CPS Energy. Welcome to The Source, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Edmund, let me start off with you, because I know I'm limited with my access to you. So I want to talk, because you covered the meetings where the people in Alamo Heights were concerned about these meters?
Yes. Regular city council meetings over the last past couple of months where you've had certain residents, and the number has increased steadily and dramatically over these last few regular city council meetings. And they would just use citizens to be heard portions of those meetings to express concerns about smart meters. And I believe this was probably the first time city officials had ever heard of any kind of concern locally about the smart meters and the planned installation by CPS Energy. One resident, Susan Strauss, is the sister of Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, and among others. And they said they've seen research and news reports from around the nation and Canada showing a variety of what they see as problems stemming from smart meters. Some had figured, seen that a fire could be started, a house fire. Some figured that prolonged exposure to radio frequencies that are being used and emitted by the devices might pose a risk ranging from cancer or some other malady. And then there are those who are concerned that it might be intruding on their privacy, a monitoring device, as I've heard from a couple of individuals there in council meetings.
And so was this a widespread protest or concern? Was this just a small, very vocal group?
Well, it first was small in number, but it very much grew over the last past few weeks. I stayed in close touch with lots of residents and readers through Facebook and other means. And they were very much spreading information, you know, from information they had gathered from other sources, from other critics and others who are concerned about smart meters from around the nation and around Texas, coalitions and groups that have all expressed their own worries. So the last council meeting a couple of weeks ago, you had over a dozen individuals, and not all are residents from Alamo Heights, but they were residents from neighboring cities, including San Antonio itself. But a lot of them were pretty much on the idea that smart meters are not good for anyone's health or not good or secure-wise. So they wanted CPS to either not install them at all or at least have a lengthy delay or moratorium, if you will. Some other critics complained that they weren't able to opt into the program. Instead, they would have to pay a fee to opt out. And some are worried that either electricity will be taken away from them altogether, or some fear that some other similar device might be put in its stead. So there's a variety of worries, and it's a larger group now, very vocal. They've alerted many media outlets and gotten reports disseminated across Facebook and online, and some local residents have even begun a coalition for smart meters. So it's growing from Alamo Heights.
Did anyone bring up in their concerns this Agenda 21, which is this conspiracy theory that's been floated by these groups saying that it, by the United Nations, and that they're very much opposed to smart meters?
Well, I've heard a couple of residents, particularly at the last regular council meeting, where they expressed the idea that it was of kind of a spying or monitoring device, that maybe it was monitoring what you would see on TV or what appliances you're using and reporting it back to the utility. And I have read some research on my own while writing my stories. But I think for the most part, overwhelmingly, the concerns are more along health lines. You know, people are saying that they have headaches and fear that maybe these headaches are due to smart meters maybe already in place. Since the pilot program had gotten underway, certain people have already had them installed, so people figured if they're living close enough, this could be the cause of this or that, or at least they have reason to think that way. So I think for the most part, health is a greater concern than believing the devices are some sort of control or intrusion in their personal lives.
All right. Edmund Ortiz from the San Antonio Express News. Enjoy your reporting. Thanks for helping us figure out what's happening with the smart meters.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So let me ask our other guest, Lisa Lewis, Vice President of Corporate Communications at the CPS Energy. So where are we right now with Alamo Heights and smart meters installations?
So at the request of Alamo Heights, and after looking at our schedule, we saw that there was certainly a couple more months where we could spend some time speaking to the community and doing education events. We wouldn't anticipate beginning installing meters in Alamo Heights proper until about second quarter of next year. We are installing in the neighborhoods around Alamo Heights already, but we wouldn't actually get to that neighborhood until second quarter, and so that's what we expect to have happen.
So there's no delay or moratorium. They just weren't really scheduled for until sometime in 2015 anyway.
Early 2015 was the time frame we anticipated.
Now, so we're going to continue this conversation. I don't want to ask you another hard question right now because we're about to go to a break. But we're talking about smart meters. We want to hear people's concerns about smart meters. I mean, we're taking the concerns seriously, right? People say we're worried. We're going to say, let's talk about it, right?
Absolutely. We are very committed to educating folks about smart meters.
Okay, so if you've got a question, a concern, you've got any kind of worry about these things, this is a really good time to talk about it, and let's get to the heart of it, the facts. The number to call is 210-614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. You can write on our website at tpr.org your concerns and your criticisms and your worries. Now's a good time to communicate all this. This is The Source on KSTX, back in 1 minute. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about smart meters. Alamo Heights, some citizens out there very concerned about smart meters being installed out there. They're asking for a moratorium. They're asking for a delay. But what we're going to do right now is have a discussion about smart meters. I'm joined by Lisa Lewis, the Vice President of Corporate Communications and Media Relations at CPS Energy. And we're talking about their plan. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call, 210-614-8980. So, Lisa, we heard about some of the concerns. Also, we did outreach. We tried to get some of the folks who had expressed concerns about smart meters to come on the program, and we weren't able to find anybody who wanted to join us, but they're certainly welcome to call in. So, Lisa, tell me about, can these things really find out what TV channels I'm watching and in what time I'm making my coffee and things?
They can't. A meter is really just a measuring tool. The difference between a smart meter and a dumb meter is that one of them is connected to a communications network. So rather than come by and read your meter once a month like you would read the odometer on your car, this tool, this smart meter, sends regular updates on an every 4-hour basis and collects that data and then shares it back with you, much like my Buick does in terms of giving me an email every month telling me what my readings are on my car. So very similar.
Your Buick does that?
My Buick does that.
My old truck does not do that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. The number is 210-614-8980. Matthew is on the line. And my mouse is not working, so Matthew, you're on air.
Matthew is on the line and on air. And
okay, Matthew.
Is on the line.
Okay, he needs a smart radio. That's what he needs. Okay, Matthew, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to raise the issue of whether the concern is smart meters themselves or the incorporation of modern technology that will be able to measure energy flow in either direction, enabling consumers to install their own solar or wind panels, contribute to the energy grid, and earn credit for when they're producing more energy than they consume. I can see that certain powers would be concerned about that, and I would like the opinion of your experts.
Okay.
So we would actually, that's actually to the benefit of why we would want smart meters, because the grid is transitioning to a space where it's actually going to be a two-way functionality. There will be people, we refer to it as prosumers, people who are producing energy and consuming energy. So one of the things that it will help if we have smart meters is measuring the flow back and forth. That is actually a benefit of smart meters.
Okay, back to the phone lines. Elliot Wesser, he served two terms. No. Okay. Okay, Ellie. Hugh, you're on the line. Hugh, welcome to The Source. All right, we're having some phone troubles. Bear with us. Hugh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Hugh, go ahead.
20 years ago, in Baltimore Gas and Electric, I was saving 30% on my phone bill with a 20-year-old or plus technology called time-of-day metering. This allowed you to move your electric consumption to a different time of day and get charged differently from it. This smart metering will do nothing like that. There is no way you're going to save 30% on your bill with this thing. This is a convenience for CPS because it completely simplifies their billing system. I don't see a benefit for us at all, and it's a darn shame they won't do time-of-day metering as an option.
Okay, Hugh, so do y'all do time-of-day metering? What is that?
We do. There's a functionality called time of use, and certainly there are not very many customers on it, but if Hugh was interested, he'd be welcome to contact us, and we would find somebody who could talk to him about time of use. But I would say the benefits of the smart meter are, in fact, that it will allow us to respond to outages faster. So today, when you have an outage at your particular home, let's just say for the sake of discussion, trees knocked out something on your transformer, we don't actually know that unless you call us. At this point, with a smart meter, we will actually get a digital signal that will let us know that your meter is no longer reading and sending information, and so we could roll a truck out there faster. For people who like to keep their gates locked, they can keep their gate locked forever now and don't have to worry about what day the meter reader is coming to allow access to their property, so it increases privacy. There's certainly benefits for the air quality in the sense that we don't have to roll trucks out to read, whether that's for meter readers who are walking foot routes or for the ones who do drive-by routes, so fewer truck rolls. And then ultimately, it allows the customer to see the energy they're buying on a more frequent basis. Right now, you have to wait a 30-day cycle to find out how much energy you used last month, and there's not really anything you can do about it once you've done it. If you can look every couple of days and see how much energy you've used, you can start to figure out what's going on in your own home and make adjustments accordingly. We can't see what energy you're using or what you're using, what appliances are using it. But if you see that you had a big spike on Thursday and, oh, yeah, that was the day that, you know, you had four relatives in town and everybody took showers, it's probably going to trigger in your mind better, and you won't be wondering what happened 3 weeks later when you got the bill.
Okay. Elliot Wesser, let's get him on the air. Elliot is served two terms on council at Alamo Heights, I believe. Elliot, are you on the line? Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Elliot Wesser, and I'm on the faculty, emeritus professor of medicine at the Health Science and University of Texas Health Science Center. Let me tell you that there is abundant information and data on the hazards of smart meters that are in the published literature, most of which I've read, and I'm very impressed by the substance of a lot of this. CPS's callous disregard to acknowledge this literature and pursue a campaign of trying to describe these disinformation as myths is something I would never do as a physician. The benefits of the smart meters are relatively minor to the hazards that have been all over this country and in Canada shown to exist. Mainly, there are many health studies that show the effects on human tissue and cells regarding this radiation that you had mentioned before, which can produce and lead to cancers, neuromuscular disorders, cardiac arrhythmias, interference with pacemakers, etc. And there's no question about that. The second category is that it's been implicated, the installation of these meters have been implicated in fires and explosions in homes where they've been put in. This implication has been picked up by fire chiefs and fire marshals in other cities in this country. And I think the third you've already discussed, this is a device that will communicate with your appliances, give you a lot of habit and personal information to the CPS, and can be sold, legally or illegally, at a later date, and I do believe is an invasion of privacy. What bothers me most is because of the minimal benefits of regulating one's own energy time use against the hazards of smart meters, that I would certainly come down on the side of caution and post not being so callous to just push this on the population.
Okay, so Dr. Wester, can I ask you a couple of questions about what you're telling me? Is that all right? Are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Questions.
Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions. So about the radiation, what kind of radiation are we talking about here?
This is radio frequency generated from electromagnetic forces created by the smart meters.
Okay,
and
it's like RF, that type of stuff?
RF radiation.
All right, so how much compared to like the amount of RF that I'm getting from, say, like my computer monitor that's in front of me 8-9 hours a day, how does that compare to a smart meter?
Correct. We're appropriately monitored and using the same units of radiation. And the timing and the aggregate of many smart meters, you'll be dealing with a much higher level of radiation than your computer and certainly the cell phones, which have been studied extensively and have been implicated in particularly brain tumors on the side of the ear in which you listen to your cell phone every day intermittently. The difference between this is you don't have a choice with the smart meters. People would accept them if they could also opt out and not accept them. There's no choice of not keeping your analog meter, which has none of these factors associated with it, keeping your analog meter, even paying
Okay, I'm losing you, Dr. Wester. So you're saying about the radiation and about that this is but similar to, or it's just like radiation we get from other devices that we have in our home. Let me get our guest in on this. So Lisa Lewis from CPS Energy, your response?
So there have been numerous studies, and we have relied on studies from the electric power research industry, which is obviously an industry organization, but there are also others. The American Cancer Society came out recently and said that they had no information that would suggest that smart meters would be a cause of cancer. And there have been others, and we have to rely on that data. We are the last city in Texas to install smart meters. And I would go back to one other thing that he mentioned about in terms of communicating personal information. The meter itself can't recognize anything that you're doing in your home, and nor would we have any of that information. The meter would just be registering use of electricity. If you were so inclined to connect devices to your meter so that you could tell what devices were using how much energy, that would be on your side, and we wouldn't have access to that data either.
Right. Let me ask you about this fire thing, talking about installation causing fires. Now, when I was a beat reporter, I mean, I would go to fires all the time, house fires, and sometimes they were caused by any old appliance, or sometimes it was caused by the old dumb meters. So do we know if smart meters cause any more fires than, say, these old anything else?
So the meters themselves don't cause fires. Typically, in the instances where fires have been known to start near the meter, it is having to do with the base into which the meter is plugged. There's a socket basically on the back of your house, and the meter acts like a giant plug that plugs into that socket. If that base is not in good working order, fires can start there. And as part of this process, because we are concerned about the safety, we're ensuring that we are inspecting those bases as we go through the community before we do any meter change out. So we're making sure that the base is in good working order in order to prevent those kinds of incidences.
So, and the thing about information being sold, I guess people are concerned about, I don't know what kind of information they're talking about, maybe what television stations they're watching or whatever. And I mean, if you got cable, then guess who has all the information about what TV shows you're watching? That would be the cable company, right?
CPS certainly wouldn't have that information. And as a part of the contract of service you have with us, we guarantee not to share any of your information at any time. So your information in relation to us is private. If we can't even share your information, if you were buying a house at 123 Maple and you called us to say, what are the energy bills like at 123 Maple, we won't provide that information to you. It's private to the person who was there before you. And we treat that information the same regardless of the meter type.
But still, you could hear some of the attitudes of people, their ideas, their concerns. They're very concerned. So there's got to be a lot of education, got to be a lot of outreach to get people up to speed about what's happening here.
So we are very committed to having conversations with folks. And for those who don't want the meter, that is certainly an opportunity for them to opt out. And we will work with them to get them as comfortable as we can with whatever process and whatever technology.
And so what are you going to be doing along those lines?
So we've actually already begun, and we've been doing it for a couple months now. We're meeting with any homeowner association, any other groups. We've been doing a series of community outreach meetings. Every customer who's getting a meter will get a letter to notify them that we're coming, a phone call the week before, and then a door tag to let them know that we've changed their meter out.
So if what happens if you put a meter in my house and my house explodes? You're going to get me a new house?
We're going to prevent that from happening in the first place.
Okay. All right. Lisa Lewis, Vice President of Corporate Communications and Media Relations for CPS Energy. We're talking about smart meters. People have some really intense concerns about them. It's happening. The installation over at Alamo Heights won't happen until 2015. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back after this NPR news break.